Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend. It was nice and warm. Hopefully, you got a chance to get out and do some things outdoors in this sunny Southern California. We say hello to all of our listeners in other states. We even have some listeners now in Canada, so I am very grateful for that. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on this morning. I bless your name. I thank you, Lord, for your word, and I thank you, Lord, for purpose in our lives. May you continue to use us in a mighty way. May you continue to bless us, Lord, through your wisdom and through understanding your word, and may we do according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. We are finishing in Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, and today it is about persecution. Let's begin with verse 10 of Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So Jesus is talking about here, blessed are those that receive persecution for his name's sake. There's a couple of different types of persecution. One is a physical persecution. There were many that were persecuted throughout the history of the Bible. All the apostles were persecuted and died a martyr's death, except for John. There are people being persecuted to this day. People having to go to underground churches in China and in the Middle East because the Bible is not welcome there. And I've seen some videos of that where they were filming this underground church in China. And it is so moving because people love the Lord. They are so hungry for the word. They are rejoicing and praising God down in caves. And we are so blessed here in the United States to be able to walk around with our Bible freely, freely go to church, freely worship God, freely be out in the open, praising God, preaching on the streets, having open churches. And so we are very blessed in the United States. Then there is persecution by slander. Your name being dragged in the mud, people making up lies about you regarding your belief. And, you know, because you are a Christian, they're saying bad things about you. Not too long ago, I did an interview with two teenagers, my daughter being one of them, talking about Christianity in school and them being teenagers. You know, why don't they, you know, take the time or actually how would that look if they were to really be outwardly about their faith and how do they get other people to believe? And one of them said that if you go against what the norm is with the teenagers, you are set off as a loner. That is persecution, when people isolate you and they exclude you strictly because of your faith. That is persecution. And slander, like I said, when they make up things and make up lies about you because you believe in God. And then there's persecution by rejection. Let's go to Isaiah 53. And Isaiah 53 is speaking of Jesus himself, and he was persecuted. And it talks about, this is prior to him even being born, but it talked about here this prophetic scripture in Isaiah 53 about what he was going to endure. And so Isaiah 53 and verse 3 says, he is despised and rejected of men. That word rejected there means forsaken. So this is already identifying that Jesus was going to be rejected. Isaiah was written, I think it was in the 10th century BC. And so he was already going to be a person that was going to be rejected. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. And that is rejection. When Jesus was walking the earth, he was forsaken. He was left alone. And even though he was left alone, it is written that he shall never leave us nor forsake us, even though he was forsaken. And that's persecution. There was also one that persecuted the church, and his name is Saul. And we know that he went off to be an excellent and a great apostle of Jesus Christ. And let's go over to Acts chapter 9. And I'm just going to read a little bit of Acts chapter 9. It's starting from verse 4, but let me give you a little bit of background. Saul was persecuting the church. He had went to the leaders there requesting a letter and to start persecuting the Christians. So he had documentation saying that this was against the law to be a Christian, and we're going to go and get these Christians and throw them in the prison. And he was on his way to Damascus, and he was met by the Lord Jesus. Let me read verse 4, and it says, and he fell to the earth. After, let me start at verse 3 because that'll give us a better lead in. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks, to kick against the goads. So Jesus stopped him in his tracks in a vision when he was going to Damascus to persecute the Christians. And he tells him, it's hard for you to kick against the goads. The goads are spike sticks that were used to prod cattle and stubborn ox. And they were sharp and pointy. And when an animal kicked against it, it would hurt itself. And that's what he told Saul, said, you're going to hurt yourself. You are persecuting the church. And Jesus had already said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. And so he's saying to Saul, you're going the hard way. But we know that Saul turned out to be wonderful, and he was sold out for the Lord after the Lord met him on the road to Damascus. And so that is the completion of our Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to go back over to John, and we'll be able to get a little bit into this. John chapter 5, we talked about many different things there, and we left off with Jesus's relationship as son with the Father. And now we are in chapter 6, when Jesus feeds 5,000. And in that chapter 6 as well, he walks on water. Then he has teaching at Capernaum. And I want to talk tomorrow about Jesus being the bread of life. We talked about Jesus being living water when he spoke to the woman at the well, that water where you'll never thirst again. But now we're going to talk about tomorrow, Jesus being the bread of life. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. Join me on tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.